ITV has been awarded Channel of the Year at this year's Edinburgh Television Festival. The broadcaster was recognized for the success of crime thriller Broadchurch, which drew a peak audience of 8.9 million viewers. Broadchurch won the New Program Award, and its writer, Chris Chibnall, was named Industry Standout Talent of the Year.
The Consumer Electronics Show, held each January in Las Vegas, is considered to be the most important display of everyday technologies expected to hit the market during the rest of the year. Judging by the sneak preview held recently in New York, consumers in 2016 can expect continued advances toward the smart everything world.
WHO Director General Manager Margaret Chan says many sick people in developing countries die because they cannot afford medicine that can cure them. In some cases, she says, resistance to diseases develops because they fail to be treated promptly and properly. She blames much of this on the inability of the poor to get hold of the medicine and health care they need.
Looking at data collected on 3,700 different species of birds, fish, mammals, amphibians, and reptiles, the researchers analysed how population sizes have changed over time. They believe that since 1970, species have declined by an average of 58%. Some have fared very badly, such as African elephants, whose numbers have been cut by a third in the last decade, and the Amur leopard, which has as few as 70 animals left in the wild.
A BBC investigation has found that many child beggars active on the streets of London come from Romania's gypsy community and each can earn hundreds of dollars a day for their minders. The gypsies, also known as Roma, are Europe's largest ethnic minority and the poorest. But the BBC found many who manage the beggars to be owners of large houses and luxury cars.